WHTC News Time is 7:40, time to talk about your health. And with us today is Dr. Sabula from, good morning, Dr. Sabula. How are you? I've got to turn your microphone before I introduce you. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. So we were speaking off the air briefly before we started. You watched the Super Bowl, unfortunately.
Yeah, it wasn't the best Super Bowl.
Yeah, I listened to it on the air while I was unpacking some stuff around my apartment, and it just sounded boring. And then you say the commercials weren't good either, right?
There was a couple good ones, but no, not like years past. There's definitely been better Super Bowls and definitely been better commercialized Super Bowls.
Yeah, that's for sure. But at any rate, congratulations to Seattle. I know Brent Allen, is one of the people who works here. His son, of course, works in Seattle, so he's having a couple busy days covering the parade and anything. But anyway, let's jump right into it. When is it important to go see a chiropractor? Because one of the things I wondered, and I don't remember if I've asked you this or not, with the cold and the weather, does that affect the health of your spine at all, or is it not a factor?
No, absolutely. One of the biggest questions or one of the biggest comments I hear when I talk to people just out on the street is, I don't need to see a chiropractor. I'm not having any back pain. I'm not having any neck pain. Well, that's one of the biggest misconceptions that people can make. Pain is actually one of the last things to show up.
Really?
By the time pain is present, the problem's already been around for years, for months, potentially even 20 to 30 years, the problem's been there. Your body is an intelligent being.
Yeah.
It heals a cut on your hand without you even having to think about it. It digests your food. It absorbs nutrients. You don't think about any of that stuff. When we injure our spine, when we injure the muscles or the tissues and the ligaments in our body, your body's going to try to fix itself prior to letting you know that there's something wrong. Pain is its way of saying, you know, we've tried, we've gotten as far as we can get, it's your turn. And unfortunately, we live in a symptom-based society now.
Yeah.
And we wait for things to pop up before we decide to fix it.
Well, that's
and
the truth.
Yes, it's kind of a backwards problem that we're having. It's preventative care is so much more important than symptom care. We want to try to get off that symptom care, but we live in a microwave society now. When something happens, we expect it to be taken care of in a minute or less. Just like our fast food restaurants, when we go out to dinner now, our food's not here in a timely manner, et cetera, et cetera. So the biggest thing is get in before the pain starts. By the time the pain starts, I'm not going to be able to fix it in a normal time.
Right.
It's going to take a little bit longer because that process has been working and building for so long. We have to kind of reconstruct and redeal with what we're looking at.
You know, that's so true, because if something hurts, it's like, oh, I got to go get that taken care of. Or, you know, especially when a good comparison would be the dentist. You know, when you feel something in your teeth, like, oh, that hurts, I got to get that taken care of. Well, you should be cleaning your teeth and getting checkups regularly before that becomes an issue. Of course, your spine is the same way.
Exactly. And unfortunately, fortunately with your teeth, if you don't take care of them, there are replacements. You can get dentures, you can get caps and fillings, but there's no such thing as a spine transplant, at least not yet. So until that happens, it's super important that you take care of that spine, because once you ruin that one spine that you have, one low back, one neck, there's no going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain types of surgeries that people can go out and have, but it's never going to be the same. And you need to make sure you take care of that prior to it going out, prior to you needing that surgery.
Yeah, there's no baby discs that fall out like baby teeth.
No. You only get one.
We're speaking with Dr. Sabula. The segment is all about you and your health, taking care of your spine. Quick aside, did you see that CBS is no longer selling cigarettes?
I did. That is a fantastic move.
Yeah.
You know, they gross over $124 billion a year, and they're going to take a $2 billion hit. So that $2 billion in the hindsight of $124 billion is maybe not a huge comparison for them, but it's a big staple and a big step forward in creating a healthier community and a healthier world.
We've got a call coming. You want to take a call? A question?
Absolutely.
Good morning. You're on with Dr. Sabula. You got a question for the doctor?
Sure do.
Sure, go ahead.
Dr. Sabula, you're a chiropractor, right?
He asked if you were a chiropractor.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what is your opinion of these inversion tables? I was seriously considering one, but, you know, $300 down just get one.
Yes. I'm sorry. Can you ask the question again? He's having trouble hearing you. I'll try to relay the message.
Sure. The inversion table.
What's your opinion on the inversion tables?
You know, the inversion tables are good. Your discs, the way those inversion table works is those discs act as kind of like a shock. Every time we take a step, they compress and then they reabsorb fluid. That's one of the reasons water is so important. It's that disc is actually 75% salt water. So when you're on those conversion cables, we're actually kind of uncompressing those discs, allowing them to absorb their maximum amount of fluid. They are good. They do help. However, that, again, is another form of symptom monitoring. It helps the symptom, but it really doesn't fix the cause. Inversion tables are an excellent way to promote healthy disc movement, healthy disc water absorption. But you do, if you are having severe back pain, it is advised to go in and get it checked out, but also continue to use that inversion table. It's not going to hurt. It is going to help, but you do need to fix the problem if you want to see long-term results.
We're speaking with Dr. Sabula, all about you and your health. Doctor, some contact information, way people can get in touch with you and set up appointments to, as you say, take care of a problem before it is a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. You can reach our office at 616-294-1500. You can also find us on the web at www.aaychiro.com.
Certainly not out of sight, out of mind, Dr. Sabula. Taking care of your spine is so important. As always, every week, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks.